Welcome to today's Tiny Mindful Tale with me, Suzanne Whitby. Today I want to tell you a fun little tale about communication. Not too long ago, a mouse family lived happily in the Cuban city of Havana. The family was large. There was Mrs. White Mouse and Mr. White Mouse, 4 little boy mice and 17 little girl mice. Life wasn't always easy, but it was fun and exciting and full of new scents and tastes and experiences every single day. Now, Mrs. White Mouse had a sister. Well, actually, she had several hundred sisters, but the sister that we are talking about today was also her best friend. This sister, whose name was Mrs. Grey Mouse, lived with her own family not too far away in the village of Batabano. Mrs. White Mouse was constantly inviting Mrs. Grey Mouse to come to Havana for a visit. Mrs. Grey Mouse usually declined the invitation because she was a little bit frightened about the big city, although she would rather die than tell her sister. One day, however, one of her children needed some dental work that was only available in Havana, and so it was that Mrs. Grey Mouse and her family visited Mrs. White Mouse for the very first time. Mrs. White Mouse was terribly excited, and she worked day and night to put together an agenda to show her sister the very best of the city. On the day of Mrs. Grey Mouse's arrival, Mrs. White Mouse announced that she was going to take them to see the sights and sounds of the city, and then they'd have a lovely picnic. And so she did. She led the 2 large families along busy sidewalks, smelly gutters, delightfully curious rubbish dumps, across supermarkets, and through several houses before they found themselves in a beautiful green space. Mrs. Grey Mouse had been terrified to start off with, but she had been fascinated by the walk, and on finding herself safe and sound on a comfortable picnic blanket, with a beverage in hand and a basket full of food in front of her, she now felt quite happy in the big city. By the time it came to head on home, Mrs. Grey Mouse was ready to declare herself a convert to city life. The 2 families packed up the picnic and began ambling towards home. The children were running ahead with whoops and cries when all of a sudden they came to a stop. They peered curiously ahead at a fence, through which a pair of large, unblinking eyes peered back. One of the mouse girls walked forward to get a closer look. "Is it a cat?" she asked. Her cousin joined her. He had never seen a cat, only heard of these mythical creatures, but as he analysed the head, taking in pointy ears and large eyes and pink nose and the tip of deadly teeth peeking through lips, he nodded. "Yep, definitely a cat." Another tiny mouse child stepped forward, close to the fence. "It can't touch us," he said, as he watched the cat bat its paw at the metal that separated them. The other mouse children, initially frozen in fear, suddenly gained a bit of confidence and neared the fence, pulling faces and daring each other to run forward to grab a tuft of the cat's fur and tweak it. When the cat moved into a crouching position, the mice became a little bit concerned. And when one of the older children shouted, "It's about to pounce!" the mice scattered, screaming in the direction of their mothers. Well, Mrs. White Mouse and Mrs. Grey Mouse came running when they heard the screams, and both stared in horror as they saw the huge cat scrambling over the metal fence, then start to make its way towards them. Mrs. Grey Mouse froze. She tried to move her legs, really. She wanted to protect her children, but her limbs were like rock. Mrs. White Mouse was equally terrified, but she knew they couldn't outrun the cat. So bravely, she stepped forward, and in her loudest voice, she shouted, "Woof, woof, 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 woof." The cat started. It stopped. It looked around worriedly. Mrs. White Mouse continued her barking, "Woof, woof, 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 woof." And with a regretful look at the tasty mouse morsels, the cat ran off in the opposite direction. Mrs. White Mouse breathed a sigh of relief as all her children surrounded her, calling her a hero and much more. Smiling at them, and winking at her sister, she said in a loud, brave voice, "See, my little ones, how important it is to speak a second language." Mrs. Grey Mouse heartily agreed, and privately vowed to start doggish lessons as soon as she managed to get out of the big city and return to her safe home in the village. And that's the end of today's tiny, mindful tale. I first heard a version of this story around 30 years ago, told as a joke whilst I was at school in South Africa. I later heard a different version told brilliantly by oral storyteller Antonio Sacra, who cites the tale as a Cuban tale. He tells the story in English with some Spanish, which is wonderful, and I highly recommend that you take time to seek him out and have a listen. You may have noticed that I've incorporated elements of Aesop's The Town Mouse and The Country Mouse into the tale, although I hope that the resulting story is much more about bilingualism than the risks of city living. If you'd like to hear more Tiny Mindful Tales, pop along to tinymindful.com or visit at tinymindful on TikTok and Instagram and at tiny_mindful on Twitter. Until the next time we meet, try to be mindful.